Weekend Breakfast on 702. Let's walk the talk.
So do you know that you pay 21% on the outstanding balance at the end of the month? I mean, on your credit card, that sounds pretty hostile to me. But if you get it to work for you, if you get to show who's in control, who's boss, it's a winner. So let's speak to Paul Roelofse, certified financial planner, on how to be the boss of the credit card. Very good morning to you.
Hi, Jane. You certainly, you know, it's all about taking charge of that little piece of plastic, because if you let it run away with you, you've got problems to address to try and get it back. And I think it's a good starting point to realize how that piece of plastic works. And it's a very big difference between a credit card and a debit card, and maybe we should lay that down in the beginning. Because if we get to understand how these instruments work, I think we can work with them. I think they can be very good, useful tools if we, as I say, get close to them. So a credit card really differs from a debit card in that at the end of the period of the month, you get a statement from the bank, and you get 21 days to pay off this credit card in terms of the outstanding balance. You don't have to. If you keep the balance, whatever that is, you'll pay up to 21% currently. Depends on what institution you're at. You know, they do vary from institutions. But you can pay up to 21% currently on a credit card. And that's quite a huge debt instrument, and quite a high interest-bearing debt. So the idea with that is that banks make money out of credit cards through interest that they effectively charge on outstanding balances. Whereas a debit card goes straight into your bank account at the point of sale and pulls out the amount of the transaction, and you simply have it deducted immediately off your bank account. So there's no interest involved in that. But here's the real difference. The credit card, when you swipe it through the point of sale or the machine, you don't pay any transactional costs at all. There's no costs levied. But on a debit card, you pay the bank for that transaction. It charges you a fee. It's around about R4.40 for every time you swipe the card. So when you work it out through the month, you know, if you're doing a lot of swipes, you're paying quite a big fee for having a debit card, just for the idea that, you know, you're not spending it on interest.
Gosh, that's an important point, isn't it? Because if you're not disciplined enough to pay off your credit card, you think, you know what, at least I'm going to use my debit card and I know exactly what's going out. But you... Yeah. Forget those little hidden costs.
That's true. And they can kind of mount up, you know, if you really scrutinize your bank account at the end of the month, you can really see that those little transactions can add up. You know, and if you're running a very tight budget, you know, it's a few hundred rand that you possibly could save and reallocate somewhere else. But it's really important to understand that. So credit cards make money out of interest. Debit cards make money out of transactions.
All right. So if you are well-behaved and you pay off the 100% payment option, which you can do online or calling the bank, how then can you get the credit card to work for you even better? I mean, do you then have to take advantage of everything they offer you, all the little benefits?
Well, there we go. Now, if you really understand how they work, you've got this payment grace, this period of grace for the payment. This statement arrives at the end of the month, and it gives you around about 21 days to settle that outstanding balance. And if you do it within that window period, you don't pay any interest. So now that becomes very, very useful, because you can effectively have free money if you work it this way. If you're going to take an amount that you know you can settle at the end of each month, it should really be in your budget. You know, let's just say it's 10,000 rand that you decided to keep aside for the use of that credit card. And then you are in a position to pay it off or pay it back at the end of the month. You could put that 10,000 rand in an interest-bearing account, ideally your Access Bond, for example, which is a very useful tool, because that's online, that's free money, it's taking a bit of interest off your bond at the same time. So if you stored it in your Access Bond, and at the end of the month, when you get the statement, you just time it to, you know, towards the last payment date, and then pay the full amount of the credit card off by drawing out of your Access Bond the amount you set aside, put back into the credit card. And then in the next cycle, start all over again. You're effectively earning some money from interest in your bond. You're not paying anything towards the bank in terms of credit or interest. And that effectively gives you a free, free amount of money because you're also not paying for transaction costs as well. So I think that's a pretty savvy thing to really get a grip on. And I think it can really make it, as I say, a useful tool for your financial planning and for your financial use during the month.
But again, as you say, you've got to be disciplined, and you've described it as it is possibly, could be, a single cause of your financial demise.
Well, it can, because if you let it run away with you now you get into that little debt trap where you're spending more than you can afford to settle every month. Now you're dipping into this debt, and it goes further and deeper and deeper. Then you now just end up servicing the debt, and you can't pay off the amount that's still outstanding. That could be a hard thing to get back. And if you let it run too far and you get too deep into that debt, it's going to be pretty hard to get back on your front foot with it. So be very careful, because if you just rely on, oh, don't worry about it, I overspent this month, I'll just get it back next month, and I'll just service the actual interest that's due. If that tends to get deeper and deeper. And our experience is we find a lot of people on the balance sheet with up large amounts owing on credit cards, and it becomes a priority for them to get out of that debt first. And that could take a few months. It could take a while to get back.
And then be careful when the bank phones you and offers you a loan.
That's the other thing too. You see, when you're very smart with your credit card, don't be too surprised if the bank knocks on your door and says, well, do you want some more credit?
Don't go there.
Don't go there. And, it's all common sense, really. But as you said earlier on, it requires that discipline. It needs some good financial, awareness. And I think for the savvy person, if you really come to terms with that and use it wisely, you can actually, work with it, so to speak.
FRS says, I've always had a credit balance in my credit card, but it was charged R150 for my actual card. I mean, there are bank expenses, charges linked to most cards, aren't there?
Well, credit cards definitely have a fee attached to them for the use, for the facility. You've got to do some shopping around to see, what kind of card you want and need. Remember that if the more benefits that the card gives you, the bigger the fee is going to be as well. And sometimes we overdo it. We go for that gold and that platinum card because, we can go once a year if you ever go, through the lounges at the airport and all those kinds of things. But that comes with a cost, and it'll be leveraged on the fee. So I think using one that's really appropriate for you in terms of what you're going to use, don't overdo it, because then you can limit those fees. And I think that's another sensible thing. Remember,
a quick question here from Johnny Nair. If you only pay part of the outstanding balance, is interest calculated on the full or just the outstanding balance after payment?
Just the outstanding balance. That's how they make the money. The money is on whatever's outstanding, they'll leverage the interest on that. It's not a set fee or set interest. It's based on the outstanding balance of your card.
But Paul, as you say, research, and don't be enticed by the, we can take you to the airport lounge where you can eat as much as you want for paying for that card. There's more to it than that.
Exactly that. Yeah, sure. It doesn't come for free. Benefits are there to entice you. But I would think if you're not a frequent flyer, maybe you should go for the ordinary card and not the super gold one, because you'd save a bit more money on those fees. It's just about being savvy and just squeezing out that little extra by using this little instrument a lot more wisely.
Very good tips, Paul Rulofsop. Thank you very much.